Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hey friends, before we get into today's episode, I want to invite you to a free training that I am hosting on Thursday, January 2nd, and that is how to land your first paying client without having a website. Yes. So I'm going to show you the exact process that I teach my clients to get up, get going, and land their first client without having the overwhelm of needing to build a website. You can sign up for it. It's completely free. Head to shedidithowaypodcast.com/training. Again, it's January 2nd, Thursday at 12:30 p.m. Central Time. shedidithowaypodcast.com/training. Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome to the second to last podcast for 2019. I can't believe that we have done over 350 podcast episodes to date. It's crazy to think back into 2015 when I started this podcast purely as a hobby. I can even imagine thinking back to some of the early podcast episodes and our production and all of that stuff. I was actually looking back at some of the graphics, and it's just incredible to see the evolution over time and to see where She Did It Her Way is today and how it has been able to impact so many hundreds of thousands of individuals such as yourself. And I'm so flippin' grateful for it. And it's a pinch me moment every single day that this is what I get to do and I get to hang out with you. And so I just wanted to say thank you, and that this podcast would not be what it is today. This She Did It Her Way would not be what it is today without the support of you. So thank you. Thank you so much. Today's episode is actually about some of the thing, like some, it's about something that I absolutely love, love, love to do, especially at the end of the year, and that is declutter and streamline. But before we get into today's podcast episode, I want to give a shout out to listener. It's 12345, 12334453. They did not leave a name. You did not leave a name if you're listening to this, which I assume you are. There are just a bunch of numbers, but I wanted to give you a shout out because I'm so grateful, and it's my most listened to podcast is what this person had shared. And I think he or she said that I just started a new blog, so I'm completely new to this world, but your podcast is my all-time favorite out of all the ones I am subscribed to. I love how to the point you are, and your shows are full of real information that I end up using almost every day. I love how well you talk and explain things. I love that you touch on so many different subjects. Your book recommendations are also amazing. I have never seen such a great list of actual books I have been researching to read. You're so empowering and uplifting and motivating. I strive to be like you one day. I can't wait for more episodes to come out. # She Did It Her Way stalker. Oh my God. I am so like humbled and just grateful for, you know, all the kind things that were said here. Again, like I shared with you guys, like this podcast, every time I get on to either bring a guest on or create a new episode, I always think about you in mind and how can I be of service and provide the most value every single week. And so thank you so much. Again, the reviews mean so much to me because I love reading them, and it is something that continues to inspire me. So if you haven't left a review, I would so much love, love, love to leave a review. It takes less than 3.5 minutes, and you can do it just straight from your iTunes app. So yeah, there's that. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Because you guys know how much I love streamlining and decluttering and just getting organized, right? So from software systems we use on a daily basis to canceling programs that we don't use or have too many accounts, for deleting emails that have been sitting in my inbox and have gone stale, to deleting and reorganizing files in Google Drive to Asana dashboard, and streamlining our products and services that we are currently offering and what it's going to look like in 2020. And I'm so excited to dive into these with you today. So on the podcast, I just need to take a break because you guys, this stuff, I need to take a breath and not a break. This stuff just energizes me and gets me excited because it's so important. It's kind of like the physical space. I grew up in a household where things would get collected and there wouldn't be really a place for them. And so there'd just be a lot of stuff. And I now, as an adult, I don't have an attachment to a lot of stuff. I'm sure I have attachments to things that I'm unaware of, but for the most part, I don't believe that I have a strong attachment to things. Like, I don't have a strong attachment to purses. I don't have a strong attachment to sentimental things. I know I could be, you know, cold-hearted for not having sentimental attachment to maybe my drawing that I did in kindergarten or whatever. I just don't. And I really keep my space free and clear of clutter. And so that's sort of what I'm talking about today in today's podcast episode. And these are things that you guys can certainly do as well. So make sure that you're taking notes as we go through it. I've got 10 things plus a bonus. So I guess you could say I've got 11 different ways to help you declutter your business and personal life before the end of the year. So number one is delete or archive files you don't need / use to clear up space for next year. So wherever you're keeping your digital files, whether it's Google Drive, Evernote, Dropbox, maybe you're keeping it on your Apple computer, I want you to go through each of them and either delete the files you don't need or create an archive folder to help you free the visual space when you log into that system. And how do you know what to archive and what to delete? Basically, it's a rule of thumb. Some people get really nervous and scared that they're going to eventually or sometime need those files. And so they want to keep all of them. If you are kind of like, you know what? No, I don't really need to, then delete them. The great thing is that when it's digital, you can just buy more space. So if you're erring on the side of, oh no, I might use this, then organize it and archive it. That way you have a digital copy and you can always go back to it. So what I do is at the end of every year, I drag and drop all the files from that specific year into an archive folder and create new ones for 2020. So a simple example is that in my Google Drive, or in She Did It Her Way Google Drive, I first have a folder that says She Did It Her Way. So I double click that, and then there's multiple folders within there, but one of them is marketing. So I double click that. And then there's a folder in there that's content marketing. So I double click that. And then I get to the podcast and I double click that. And then inside the podcast, I've got all files as it relates to podcasts, but I also have an archive file. So I take all of 2019 files and I put them in that archive folder so that when I get to that space, that digital space on my screen, I'm not overwhelmed with like 10 different 2019 files that are no longer relevant. They're all in the archive. Like, I know they're there. If I need to access them, I can, but they're free and clear of my visual space. And then I create a new folder for 2020 podcast, which includes the dashboard, the solo cast, guest interviews, questions, things like that. So I recreate exactly the same filing system that I had for 2009, and I create it for 2020, and I remove all the clutter and put it in archive from previous years. So that's a simple way. Once you've gone through and edited and deleted any files you don't need, then go through and create, filing systems to only pertaining to 2020 and archive the rest. If you want to learn more about file organizing and how I do that with my system, I actually teach it inside of Scale Your Way, which I'm going to share with you something at the end of the episode about how you can get access to the course, but more about some of the changes that are coming and how I'm streamlining She Did It Her Way moving forward. And so for me, I went through Google Drive, I went through Dropbox, and I went through Evernote, and I first decluttered and went, I decluttered all the thing I deleted, I archived, and made the space free and clear. So that was step one. And I did that with Google Drive, Dropbox, and Evernote. The second step is I want you to streamline your software systems. So once I removed all the quote unquote, let's say trash, for lack of a better word, from all of those systems, it was time for me to streamline and consolidate. I had been using and paying for both Dropbox and Google Drive for years now. And that's because we started using Dropbox from the beginning of She Did It Her Way, and it was working and it was built into our processes. But I did know at some point that there would come a time where I was going to remove and migrate everything and streamline it into Google Drive and remove Dropbox so that way I could consolidate, right? The whole reason for doing this and going through and consolidating is really to help you run a more streamlined and effective and efficient business and operations. Whether you're a one-woman show or you have multiple people, the less time that you have to spend thinking about where is something or where do I go and find it, the more you're going to remove that energy that you would use and put it back into something that's more productive, right? So after I went through, decluttered the files, it was time to migrate. I downloaded all of my files and zip drives from Dropbox onto my computer, and then I uploaded them into Google Drive in the appropriate folder, which a lot of them, because it's, I had 2017, 2016, I had all the episodes were in Dropbox from 2015. Zip drived, downloaded my computer, and then I uploaded them into the archive folder of She Did It Her Way. So I still have my Dropbox account, but it's no longer part of our process. And I'm no longer paying for it, which is something that I'm going to talk about in another step here in a moment as we get there. So I also migrated all the content from Evernote to Google Drive, and that was because for a while I was just writing my outlines in Evernote, and that's where they lived. And now everything is in Google Drive. So I still keep Evernote, but I'm committing to being diligent about sticking to the process and the software tools that I want to use for certain purposes, which leads me to number three. Number three is streamline software systems and streamline your processes and when you use specific software tools. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to decide what software systems you're going to use and for what purpose. And you can create these rules so that, again, you don't have to think about next time or something will go. So for example, if everything runs through Google Drive and Asana, then I don't have to worry about using multiple software systems. I'll definitely need to go in and update any process instructions as it refers to software tools like Asana. In Asana, I have template processes that refer to Dropbox. So going back in and making sure that instead of saying Dropbox, it says Google Drive, and I have a link to the Google Drive, right? So and actually, this brings up a really good point. This may seem like a daunting task, but I promise you the investment and time that you spend up front getting organized is going to more than 10x the return of what it's going to give you in time and peace of mind and energy in helping you onboard people in your business as well. Another example is I use a software system called Podia, which I absolutely love Podia, and that's where I host my courses, my coaching programs, and memberships. So when someone enrolls in something like a course, I can either write my onboarding sequence in Podia, or I can have it come from ConvertKit, which is my email management software system. So currently, the onboarding sequence are coming from ConvertKit, and some of them are coming from Podia. Moving forward, the decision and what the migration is that all onboarding sequences and communication to those enrolled in products will come from Podia and not ConvertKit. Although when someone enrolls in a course, they'll be tagged in ConvertKit so that way, for example, when someone who is enrolled in a course won't be sent those emails from ConvertKit to have them enroll again. So an example is if someone enrolls in Scale Your Way, the onboarding sequence that they'll receive will come from Podia, and they'll also get tagged in ConvertKit. So that way, when I go send an email about Scale Your Way, I'm going to then remove the people who are already enrolled. So that's just something to help streamline the systems and things of using that. Another thing is that sales pages. Some of our sales pages are currently on a software called Lead Pages, and some of them are on Podia. Currently, we are moving forward, all sales pages will be on Podia instead of Lead Pages. Again, this removes having to think about it. Instead of like, okay, if I need to go create a sales page, oh, do I do it on Podia or do I do it on Lead Pages? No. The process and the rule is that they'll be done on Podia. It just eliminates the overthinking. Again, it's all in the name of streamlining. Number four is clean up your screens. This is pretty self-explanatory. So does your computer screen look like a digital landfill? If so, holla, I'm raising my hand. I can totally relate. And especially if I'm in content creation mode or if I'm in creation mode for whatever reason, my desktop can definitely get out of hand. So I want you to go through and delete all the files that you don't need and organize them and just get them off your computer. Number five, delete, archive, and unsubscribe from emails, including the ones that you've been meaning to respond to. Yes, I, my friend, am giving you permission that it is totally okay to go into that folder that you have been storing all the emails that you need to get back to people for and do a control all and click the button delete. Because here is the reason for them is because it's, if that is weighing you down, like those emails and the thought that, oh my gosh, I need to get back to the person, I need to get back to that person, is taking up mental and energetic space that is not benefiting the business, okay? It's not benefiting you. So delete any emails that are no longer relevant to you, even if you haven't responded to them. You do not need to respond to every single email that comes in your inbox. You just don't. And I know that that may sound harsh and it's like, well, wait a second, I'm not referring to the customer service emails. Those emails, definitely respond to them. Those are your customers. You need to take care of your customers and emails that are going to drive revenue into your business. But the random ones of people trying to get your time on their calendar that has no mutual benefit, you do not need to respond to those. You just need to clear it and start fresh, okay? That's what I want you to do. I want you to delete them. Because here's the thing, if it really matters, they'll follow up with you again. I know that that can sound harsh, and it's not, I'm not saying not to be responsible with your inbox, but if you have that buildup of like, oh, I need to get back to them, and if you just doing a clean slate is going to help you start fresh, then do that, right? Also, organize your inbox. So how do you want to organize your files? Organize what is left over and unsubscribe to any emails that you no longer want coming into your inbox. They're simply distractions, especially if you constantly are finding yourself deleting the same email over and over without looking at it. Why even have it in the first place? Just unsubscribe. You can always resubscribe back to it if you want. Okay. I also have in Scale Your Way, I organize my files pretty diligently inside of my email inbox, from affiliate partnerships to my courses to the podcast, the programs I'm a part of, accounting, and more. That's also in Scale Your Way, which I'm going to talk about in just a moment. The next one, number six, is this: I want you to evaluate your monthly investments. So print off or pull up your bank account and go line by line to see what and where you are spending money on every single month, especially the monthly reoccurring expenses or overhead. And you might be surprised to see what you're paying for month over month. And sometimes it doesn't seem like much because it might be like, oh, $20 here, $12 there, $40 there, but it can really add up. And I want you to be diligent about where your money is going. And this is, I love it because I forget what podcast episode I was listening to, but I remember it was like a multi seven figure business owner. And they were saying like, they still go through and do this. It doesn't matter. Like, it's protecting your money and it's protecting your resources and being diligent about where are you investing your money and energy into your business. So for example, Typeform recently redid all of their plans. So what used to be their free plan, that I don't believe they no longer have a free plan. And I was on their free plan and we had a lot of surveys that we had built on Typeform. Anytime someone does a guest submission, it comes through Typeform, all that stuff. And it was going to be $35 a month. And I was like, this doesn't make sense. Like, I'm not going to do this. So I looked through, I went into my Typeform account. I went through the forms. I deleted any form that we no longer needed. I downloaded the responses from the ones that we did, and I uploaded them to Google Drive. And I made Google Forms for the forms that we still needed and canceled the account. So not only did we eliminate another software system to help streamline, but we also saved $35 a month. And we ended up realizing that I only needed to create two Google Forms, which are free, and they're part of, we're already using Google Drive. So again, that was one area. Then the other thing is that instead of having two Canva paid accounts, I consolidated them, and now we just use one account and one login for all the things that we do on Canva. So step number six is, I want you to evaluate your monthly investments. Step number seven is, clean up Asana, or if you use Trello. So sometimes there can be, again, stale to-dos in our Asana, or if you use Trello, and this is just similar to the inbox process. Go through, give yourself space and permission to delete any tasks that are no longer relevant or have gone stale, and reevaluate any processes that you have set up and any steps that you need to update. And then make updates to tasks or projects for the new year, delete, archive, clean it up, start fresh for 2020. Number eight Delete is delete forms and sequences and pages. So this is in reference to your email provider and or if you use lead pages. Sometimes in the moment, for me, I can be creating a lead page that then I end up no longer using. And again, it's just taking up space. So I want to really clean it and get clear so I can get focused on what I actually need to be doing. When you do this process, be extremely careful during this process because you wouldn't want to accidentally delete a form that is currently being used. So do not rush this step. Do this thing one at a time. Do not be doing multiple things at once when you do this. So in my email management system, ConvertKit, I went through and deleted any opt-in forms that we are not using, that are not out on the interwebs, that had been created because I thought I was going to use. I just deleted them. I was like, I'm done. I did the same thing with the email sequences. If I had created sequences that I've never used, that never got used, deleted them. I also deleted tags that we had in our email marketing system that were no longer relevant to coding and kind of in our segmenting process. So I removed those. I also went into lead pages and categorized and deleted any of lead pages that we no longer need to do or no longer are using. So again, what we're doing is we're cleaning up and creating visual space for us so that we can start fresh in 2020. Number 9, consolidate and streamline products and services. So the biggest thing that the past couple years in She Did It Her Way, especially in the beginning stages, is really figuring out like, where do we want to spend our time? Where do I want to spend my time? How do I want to show up and run the business? And then how do I want to make an impact through courses or coaching programs? And you know, what is sticking the most? And where are my clients that I'm working with finding the most success, like most success in? And so how can I consolidate them? Because multiple products mean multiple offers, which then means multiple funnels and multiple things to manage, from customer service to product updates and marketing and sales effort. It's a lot. And that is something, especially in 2020, my words that I have are fun, easy, simple, and flow. And so if something, my goal is to make it in my business, in my life, to make it easy, simple, fun, and flow, okay? So I was on the verge of creating a free opt-in, new free opt-in for Scale Your Way, Podcast Your Way, and the Ultimate Leap Suite Academy, which basically the Ultimate Leap Suite Academy is more of a resource tool vault with 7 different courses inside, from how to set up accounting, how to do legal, how to create your Squarespace website, how to set up email marketing with ConvertKit, with Podia. I mean, it is chock full of an entire resource vault, right? And when I started to do this, I realized that this would require new opt-in pages, new sequences, new automation, creation of opt-ins. And I actually had started doing this process for one of the products. And then I asked myself, I go, wait a second, how can this be easier and more streamlined? How can this be more fun? How can this be more simple? And it wasn't that I didn't want to do the work of the creation. It was that I wanted to make this more simple, easier, and more streamlined. So it came to me that in the streamlining of the products and services, that instead of having multiple offers for multiple products, I decided I wanted to create one offer for all of the courses and all of the products. And so when I had this idea, it was like a whisper that hit me and hit my intuition. And so all of the 9 courses will then be part of the new Her Way to 75K Club membership. Members will receive access to all the courses immediately once they enroll and gain access to all the future trainings and courses for a fraction of the cost of if you enrolled in all the courses. And if you've been following me for a while, that you know that we used to have a membership. It was Her Way Society, that I ran it for a year and I shut it down in, I believe it was May or June of this year in 2019. It just wasn't the right time in the journey of the business. But now, with all of the courses and all of the things that have been created and that have proven value and success for clients, it's now the time. So the membership launches in January. And if you want to learn more, you can head to shedidithertherwaypodcast.com/membership. I'm going to be sharing more information as things come about with it. But this isn't a sales pitch. I just want to simply show you how, like, really thinking through and how can you streamline your products and service so that you can make it as simple and easy for you as a business owner and create the greatest impact and the greatest ROI for your clients through this. And maybe yours necessarily isn't a membership. Maybe it's something else. Maybe you decide that, okay, I'm not going to run this group coaching program next year. I'm actually going to just double down on this one. And so how can you streamline and consolidate and make it easier for yourself so that going into 2020, it can run like clockwork? This also goes if you're a service-based business owner. Sometimes we can have like five different ways that we can work with clients, but I would really encourage you and challenge you to consolidate it down into three or maybe even four, just one less. And maybe how can you bring that fifth service underneath one of the existing four already so that you make it more simple, it's simpler and easier for your client to purchase from you, because then they're not trying to make so many decisions and have decision fatigue about which service they want to choose from you. Okay. So yeah, that is the other big piece. I feel like I could do a whole other episode on that about decision fatigue and too many options and overwhelm, but we'll leave that for another episode. The last one is spend time organizing your physical space. So go through all of your documents or things that you've printed off the last year and organize them or shred them. So this could be tax documents, receipts, course print-offs. Decide what you want to keep and what you can scan digitally and then shred the rest. So the bonus that I have for you is also for your personal. So set up an Asana account for your personal life. Separate your business and personal life, because that's going to help you compartmentalize. My husband and I share everything on Asana, from birthdays to anniversaries to weddings to trips to bills, gift cards, doctor's appointments, everything, logins, everything. We also use Google Calendar to help streamline our life and to make sure that we're on the same page. It's been a lifesaver. It's amazing. So maybe a goal could be if you are in a relationship, whether you have a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever that might look like, using Asana and Google as a way to communicate and also stay on top of things that you can help automate. I don't have to think about when my friend's birthday is, because I can just go into Asana and it tells me. It's pretty amazing. We also have a proper filing system for all important documents, like physical things that we need to keep, such as car insurance or life insurance and things like that. And the last thing is I also recommend keeping your personal email separate from your work email. Again, it helps to compartmentalize things so that you're not commingling, just like your business account and your personal checking account. You don't want to commingle the funds. You really want to keep it as separate as possible. And that just helps keep things clean. Okay. So to recap, one is delete or archive files you don't use or need and clear up space for next year. Number two, streamline your software systems and figure out which ones you're going to use. Number three is streamline the process and decide what specific software systems you're going to use. Number four, clean up your digital screens. Number five, delete, archive, and unsubscribe from emails. So organize your emails and your inbox. Number six, evaluate your monthly investments. Number seven, clean up your project management board. So whether that's Asana or Trello. Number eight, go through and delete any form sequences or pages that you're no longer using. Number five, really look at your products and services and see if there's a more efficient and impactful way that you can deliver and make an impact and also make income in your business. Number 10, organize your physical space. And then bonus is really apply some of these for your personal life, such as Asana, email, and then organizing your paper filing system. This checklist will actually be uploaded into the Her Way to 75K Club membership. So if you decide to enroll in the coming month in January, you'll also have access to this. You guys, this is going to be so epic and life-changing. So it's really like the membership, if you are a business owner who is, whether you're starting from scratch or you're on your way to 75K, this is going to be life-changing. So just definitely make sure you get on the wait list by heading to shedidherwaypodcast.com/membership. I don't want you to miss out on this. Next week, I'll be doing a year in review and sharing with you some of our biggest wins, what we accomplished, what we did, what didn't work, and what 2020 looks like. So until next time, my friends, keep doing it your way. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidherwaypodcast.com, where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.